We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, there's a lot to be excited about in town right now. Braves and United, spring football. Maybe the weather will finally turn to spring. Who the hell knows? And of course,
it was all right this weekend.
Man,
it was all right Saturday.
Man, we got some football to talk about with the NFL draft. But, boy, United, we threw it out there. Wendy Adams just threw it out there. Just flat out threw it out there on our Twitter about United. Are they the best team in Major League Soccer right now? Asking a question to all of you at 929 The Game. On the way for .com hotline, the play-by-play voice of Atlanta United, one Mike Cunningham.
Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. You sound excited again today. Great call of the game the other night, too, by the way.
No, I appreciate that. You have a lot to be excited over. I mean, I don't know if we can go ahead and just declare Atlanta United to be the best team in MLS, but they're certainly in a group of the best teams, if not the very best.
They're the most exciting to watch. Is there a more exciting team?
You know, Kansas City is interesting because they scored 6 goals on Friday, but Vancouver had 2 players sent off, so I don't know. I mean, they're scoring a lot of goals, but Atlanta United scoring a lot of goals, too. They're now tied for first in the league, or tied for second in the league in goals scored. Excuse me. Kansas City has more. They're tied for first in the league in goal difference along with Kansas City. So, you know, I know New York City lost last night. Now people want to vault Atlanta United over them. I think they're 1A and 1B, and I think we saw that last week when they played to that 2-2 draw. Right now you have New York City, Atlanta United. You know, Jason wants to put Toronto in that group, but Toronto's not trying to win MLS matches right now. They're trying to win CONCACAF Champions League. So I don't know if we could put them there. It's really New York City, Atlanta United, and maybe Kansas City. But I'm still not 100% sure about the quality of opposition that they have faced.
Mike Conte, I know this is going to be the second we ask this question, but it just seems to me that even the LA Galaxy, they're a little bit afraid or intimidated by the speed of Atlanta United. Does that seem to be the case when you're calling the games?
Well, you know, it's hard to quantify intimidated. They obviously had problems with
okay,
Atlanta United.
How about respect? Respect the speed.
Yeah, oh, respect. Yeah, that's a much better word.
Yes,
absolutely. Yes. And I think we saw that again every time Barco touched the ball, how everyone just kind of collapsed on him. You know, here's a 19-year-old who was making his first start in MLS. They saw the scouting report. They knew. I think the interesting thing about LA Galaxy is how frustrated Zlatan was because Chris McCann and Jeff Lorenowitz did really an outstanding job of shutting him down. And LA probably doesn't play with quite the right personnel to make Zlatan a superstar in MLS. And they have some things they need to work out with their lineup and their shape. But I thought Atlanta United, again, I mean, the story to me, guys, was not their speed and the offense. It was the way they defended again. Brad Guzan had to only make one save. And that was a match kind of similar to the Minnesota match where the final 10 minutes, LA Galaxy sent the kitchen sink up trying to get the equalizer. And Atlanta United very, very calmly, methodically, was able to chop down every single cross. And they had 10 clearances there. And Guzan only had to make one save. So that's the story to me. That's the story of the season, quite frankly. It's not all the goals they scored and Joseph Martinez and Almiron and Barco. It's the defending and the job that Parkhurst and McCann and LGP again. A great game for LGP on Saturday night. Lorenowitz had his best match of the season. That's the story to me.
No, no doubt that their defense has been, you know, lights out, and it has been the untold story. Mike Conte, play-by-play voice of Atlanta United. But it is that offense that grabs the headlines because that game against the Galaxy, while the Galaxy, as you said, sent the kitchen sink down 1-0 late in the game, that game was far closer to being 4-5 than it was 1-1.
Yeah. No question about it. I mean, especially there was that sequence that started with Joseph Martinez missing the penalty kick, and then I think Atlanta United had 2 different attacks where they hit the woodwork both times. And then the next attack after that, it was Gressel putting a shot on from the right edge of the 18, hit the crossbar to bounce right down to the feet of Joseph Martinez. And I don't think he had to kick it. I think he just had to nudge it in. But, you know, Atlanta United probably hit every possible inch of the woodwork in the first half. And you're right, it absolutely could have been 4 or 5 nil. It could have also been 2-1 or 3-2. I mean, I thought LA Galaxy had a couple good opportunities. The one time Zlatan got involved in the attack, that looked a little scary. At the very end, he dove trying to draw a penalty kick in Baltimore to Toledo. The referee was right on top of it and didn't give it to him. But absolutely, John. I mean, that match had more of an LAFC feel, where it was 5-0 Atlanta United, as opposed to a New York City feel where it was 2-2.
Which says to you that this team is going to be interesting to watch in the maturation of Barco, because he is that electric. The one thing I do want to see on the attack, and this is something that just comes with time, is it seems as though there's a little – where Gressel, when he comes down, there's an understanding in the middle of the field from Martinez at the head of the spear, tip of the spear, and from Miggy trailing the play of what is taking place and what's about to be set up. With Barco, it's like, okay, what are you doing? You know, I don't think that they're quite yet on the same page yet, and that's just going to take time.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable. He's only played 100 minutes. And he hasn't really been able to train with these guys a whole lot either. He hasn't really even been able to run a whole lot up until maybe a week or two ago because of that quad injury. That's going to take time. But I think we've seen flashes of what Ezequiel Barco is going to be able to do. And, boy, it's exciting. We saw a flash of that late in the match against New York City. And I think we really got a good idea of just how creative and how technically skilled Barco is when the ball is at his feet. We really, really saw that Saturday night. And I like the fact that he was willing to kind of roam all over the place a little bit, get involved on both sides of the pitch, not necessarily just down the center. So, you know, here we go now with kind of the thing that we've been worried about a little. Worried's probably the wrong word, but how are you going to get all these guys on the pitch? Because Barco's back, Vijalba's about to come back, Escobar was available, did not play. You have to keep Gressel out there, I think. I mean, he's played very well. I think you have to keep Chris McCann out there. He's played very well. So how do you fit Escobar into this? It's going to be a tough week for Tata Martino to kind of figure out how he wants to deploy a lineup against Montreal Impact, because you've got everyone back now healthy, and hopefully you keep them healthy. But Barco's got to stay out there. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If you watch the match on Saturday, you know why.
No, we're talking with Mike Conney about Atlanta United and about the excitement level of Atlanta United, and they are a team that I think, you know, last year they took everybody by storm in the league, but this year I think there's a little bit of a different sense about the fact that they are a legitimate threat to win the cup. I mean, I don't think anybody doubts that.
Yeah, I tweeted this very late after the match on Saturday. It's kind of refreshing, guys, that we have an Atlanta team that's kind of the toast of the league. You know, I don't really remember, at least in my 10 years in Atlanta, where we look at any of our other pro sports teams and say, man, they're the toast of the league. They're the best team. The league is recognizing that and celebrating it. Everybody's afraid to play Atlanta United. So we have that for the first time in a while. And then I also like the fact that Atlanta United's not apologizing for it. I mean, they're going out, as Carlos Bocanegra has told you guys repeatedly, they're not going to change the way they play. They're going to go out, they're going to do their thing, they're going to make their opponents adjust. I like the fact that they're unapologetic about all of the success that they've had. Now, they've got to keep this going because they have some matches coming up that are a little bit scary. Montreal and Chicago, on paper, are two matches that should be extremely winnable and maybe by big score lines. And those are the ones that make me a little nervous. And, Hugh, maybe you can speak to this.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask you about. Yeah.
You can take things for granted. You've got that Kansas City match coming up in a little bit. I think that's the third match from now. Kansas City's probably, I mean, they're definitely the best team in the West. I think they're entering the discussion with New York City and Atlanta as maybe one of the better teams in the league. So I just think you have to be careful over these next 2 weeks to take your next two opponents seriously. I'm sure Atlanta United will, but you have to be careful because every week, every match is difficult in MLS.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you about the Montreal Impact because, you know, they only won two matches this year, and how do you think they were going to handle going into that, knowing that they're probably going to play a team that's not that good, and if they're going to maintain that focus. But hey, Mike Conte, you must have read my mind because you kind of answered the question for me.
You know, The one thing I would quickly say about Montreal is you're right, they've only won twice, but they really had a great opportunity to beat LAFC on Saturday. They led 2-0 and 3-1. They had a red card, and they end up losing 5-3. If they don't get the red card, it might be different. So, yes, you're right, they've only won twice, but they're probably better than their record shows.
Talking with Mike Connie about Atlanta United as they get ready for this game against Montreal, and your first chance to really get a good long look at Ezequiel Barco at home as he starts against this Montreal team. Well, we'll see if they can keep these unbeaten ways going. But you're right, to your point about the defense, Mike, that you made, ever since Parkhurst came into the lineup at Houston, I don't think they've given up, what, 4 goals in 6 weeks?
And I actually did the math. I mean, it's 0.7 goals per 90 minutes since Parkhurst has been in. And it's not just Parkhurst. I mean, McCann and LGP deserve a lot of credit, too. Larenowitz, obviously. But that's an obvious turning point. You give up the 3 goals very, very quickly in Houston. Parkhurst comes in, and everything's been different since. So I think you have to point to that. He's going to go to the All-Star game again if he's not careful, the way he's playing. He's been on Team of the Week a couple times. He's just been so, so solid. And he added yet another element of calm, steady play on that back line on Saturday when LA Galaxy was going for it there at the end.
Look forward to the game on Saturday against Montreal. 1 o'clock kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Thanks, Mike.
You're the man, Mike.
See ya.
Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.